You are listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm Randall White in today for Beth Ruyak. You know, despite a severe housing crisis that's facing the entire state of California, residents of the Sacramento region are pretty evenly split on whether new housing should even be built. That's just one finding in a new livability study completed by Valley Vision and Sacramento State's Institute for Social Research. Joining us today is Valley Vision CEO Bill Mueller. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Also here to help us understand the survey results is Valley Vision's research editor, Evan Schmidt. Thank you for being on Insight.
Thank you.
And before we start breaking down how residents feel about living in the Sacramento area, because that's what the survey is about, right?
It is.
Can you, Bill, quickly explain what Valley Vision does, just so we can understand why this survey is important?
Sure. So Valley Vision's job in the region is to help transform people's lives by bringing us together to solve our biggest challenges, our biggest economic, social, and environmental challenges. We've been around for about 25 years, and we have board members that come from area universities, hospitals, businesses, and foundations. It's sort of the region's table. It's a place where people can come. They can get really good information, like this public opinion poll, because we know that oftentimes when we're trying to figure out a way forward, we need facts and evidence. And so one of the ways that Valley Vision helps our elected officials is that we provide those facts and evidence, and then really capable staff members that help project manage those particular projects, whether it's affordable housing projects or helping people access the food that they need, or even imagining how we can grow jobs here. Often leaders will turn to Valley Vision to help them out.
And are these surveys done annually?
This is the third in a series. We've done, we do 2 to 3 of these surveys a year. We've studied transportation, we've studied civic amenities, but this is the first poll and our most important poll, because we're asking the big questions about how people like living in the greater Sacramento area. So we ask questions about how welcome they feel, whether this is an inclusive community, whether they have pride in their community, and then very basic things like, do they have access to health care? Do they favor the education choices do they have? Do they have access to jobs? Do they feel good about their community overall? And so we have those insights.
And Evan, how is the research collected? How do we make this a nice, clean study?
Yeah, so working with the Institute for Social Research at Sac State, this is a survey that goes out to the same, each survey goes out to the same panel of people. That's about 2,000 people, and they have the option of taking it throughout the year. And so, and for this survey, we have 960 people that have taken the survey throughout an 8-county region. And they take it online, and then working with the Institute for Social Research, we analyze those results and come to these findings.
How are those 2,000 people chosen?
They cast postcards out to 30,000 people or more in order to get volunteers who are willing to participate.
If just a fraction of the participants fill out the survey, is there a point at which you say, you know, really only this spectrum of people replied, so we don't think it's valid?
No, this is a scientifically valid survey. Mm-hmm. And so the Institute for Social Research really works to make sure the demographic categories of the participants are weighted to represent the overall population of the region.
All right. So now let's crack some of these numbers that came out with this latest survey. And California, as I mentioned, is in the midst of a housing shortage. Many people cite a shortage of housing as a problem. What does it mean for the region that nearly half of the respondents, or right at half, I guess statistically half of the respondents to the survey, don't want to see any housing built?
Well, this is probably one of the foundational concerns that we have is that on the one hand, the survey shows that building affordable housing is one of the most important priorities that the survey uncovered, that residents are really want affordable housing and they need it. They expect government to help us build it and provide it together with our building and the private sector markets. Yet at the same time, we're at a bit of a crossroads, whether or not we want to see more houses built or whether we just want to sort of keep the greater Sacramento area the same. And so it literally came down to 49-51. So as even a split as you could possibly imagine between those that want to embrace the boom that's happening in the greater Sacramento area and those that want to keep things the same. So it's a bit of a conundrum, and frankly, it's an area that we want to explore further with experts in housing and in government and within the community to unlock the findings more so that we can sort of find a path forward.
Yeah, because my next question, Evan, was were you able to drill down to the why? Why someone says, no, I don't want more housing, or why someone wants to get behind, expanding housing options in the Sacramento region?
Right. Well, first, I think that even though there was a lot of division around kind of the vision for the future, there was a lot of consensus around what the actual problems are. And so, you know, talking about that we need affordable housing, that was very clear. 75% of the people agreed with that. Where we want local governments to make investments, that was also really clear that affordable housing is really important there. When you dig into the subpopulations and what they think about both the growth question and what some of those major issues are, for example, we saw that people 18 to 34 were most likely to want housing development to speed up and were most, in terms of local government investments, affordable housing was the most important thing for them. Same with renters. And those are the same populations that are the most mobile in the region, meaning they have recently moved in the last 3 years and plan to move again in the next 3 years. So I don't know if it gets all the way down to the why question, but it does kind of give some insights into who needs more affordable housing and how we should approach that.
Was there a barometer for infill versus sprawl?
One way I would answer that is that we don't have that information yet, but we're going to. So one of the ways in which we intend to follow up on this research is pull the data apart even more, because in the research, we know how people responded if they lived in the city, in suburbs, or out in rural. We also know and have the ability to pull the data apart on people who make less than $50,000 or people who make more than $50,000. We also have the ability to look at ways in which people who are African American or Latino or white and whether their views split on this issue. So we haven't gone so far as to analyze those things, but we will be over the coming weeks, and we look forward to coming back and talking to you about what we find.
Mm-hmm. Evan?
We also asked questions about their preferences, both in the suburban and city environment, whether they would like a mix of offices and retail with houses or residential only. And we got a pretty strong response that the mix of offices, retail, and housing is the people's top priority. That's the type of environment they want to live in. So to me, that really indicates more mixed use and right. more infill than it would sprawl. And
more walkable cities.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. We are speaking with Valley Vision's CEO, Bill Mueller, and the organization's research director, Evan Schmidt, about the results of a new livability study for the Sacramento region and now what I consider to be like the more fun part of the study. What do people think about living here? Like, you know, do we enjoy Sacramento?
We love Sacramento. So one of the overriding responses, nearly 80% of respondents in the Sacramento region report that they're satisfied with their quality of life.
8 out of 10 people.
8 out of 10 people. And what's amazing in that is that if you've been in the Sacramento region for 15 or 20 years, we've had a confidence problem. Sometimes we haven't sort of really embraced the fact that we love the greater Sacramento area, that we love the universities, we love the trees, the river, recreational assets, that we have places like the Crocker or the downtown sports arena, and that it's easy to come and go. We really haven't embraced that. But what this study shows is that we've overcome that confidence problem. But here's the challenge. When the community begins to take more pride and ownership, they're also willing to look at some of the things that aren't quite right. So that's the other thing that is coming through, is that with pride comes, well, I want my community to be better. And maybe the community is a little bit more willing to address the things that they want to improve. And that is also very clearly here. There are some challenges that we have that our research uncovered.
And what are those challenges that rose to the surface with this?
Well, one of the key issues is that everyone is gripped by the fact that not enough people have housing that they can afford. And the homeless problem in the Sacramento region is one of the top rated issues that people are recognizing and that they want to see addressed. And we see it all across the Sacramento region.
Okay. And quickly, Evan, are there any surprising trends that came up?
Well, one thing that was really great about this survey is that we had three open-ended questions that people could just write in their thoughts and perspectives. And so we asked them what sets the region apart, what do they love about the region, and what are the most pressing regional problems. And we were able to really detail a lot of those rich thoughts that people had. One thing that's been really consistent throughout all our polls is people's love of nature's parks, trails in the region. That was strong in this survey. It's been strong in other surveys as well. I think the strength to which people had strong feelings about homelessness, affordable housing, and rent, as Bill has already mentioned, that came out very strongly as well. But I think the rich quotes that we got from those open-ended questions, which are detailed in our full report, are one of the gems of this survey.
And we'll offer that report up, of course, at capradio.org/insight. That's Valley Vision's CEO, or I'm sorry, who you just heard from is the organization's research director. We also heard from Valley Vision's CEO, Bill Mueller. Thank you both for being on Insight today.
Thank you for having
us.
And as I mentioned, we have more on our website at capradio.org/insight. You are listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio.